After the quickest cup of coffee I've ever had in Cafe Beva in Glenmire, I was paying John McCarthy, the owner, the €2 for the excellent coffee that has woken me up. And I was telling him what I'm doing. And that I was saying, well, look, I've been a childhood friend of Bill Whelan, and I'm going to this world premiere of Riverdance, the orchestral version of it. And I suddenly I started to say to him that I've missed so many of Bill Whelan's world premieres, you know, that at least I'm going to one of them. And then I remembered the Bill Whelan world premiere that I have been to. And it was the world premiere of the first bit of film music that Bill Whelan ever wrote. And it was in the Savoy Theatre in Savoy Cinema in Limerick. And I forget the date now. And there was a bomb scare in the middle of it. In other words, just after the film had begun, or just before the film began, there was a bomb scare. And it was remarkable that my friend, my young friend, had got a commission to write film music for a film which starred Richard Harris, the famous Richard Harris of Dumbledore, anyway, Harry Potter fame and Camelot fame, and Jimmy Webb singing MacArthur Park. That's the thing I love Richard Harris for, and so many other things, for rugby and for so many stories. The famous Richard Harris. Yeah, Richard Harris commissioned Bill Whelan to write the music for a film which nobody's ever seen except the people who were at the world premiere, I suspect. It's about a football player. So yeah, so this is reconnecting with Bill Whelan on this journey and going to my second ever Bill Whelan world premiere. That's why Omani is leaving home.